السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن ٹو یو دس بیوٹیفل مارننگ. مے اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹ یو عافیت اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ. حضرت مفتی صاحب, پلیٹ فارم از یورس.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, اما بعد, اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي, سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Zulhijjah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verse number 43. In yesterday's lesson, we did that the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers used to say that if there was a messenger came to us, and we would be the super Muslims, and we would accept the truth and embrace the messenger. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. And when the messenger came with the greatest love, and he was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chapter 21, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have sent you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exclusively as the only mercy to the entire universe in the creation. You are, you always will be the best of the best, the most precious to Almighty Allah, the most beloved to Almighty Allah. So, illa nufura, but their aversion, their hatred would increase. So, one way of reading it is illa nufura, and you stop there. Then, where we starting today's lesson, you read istikbaran fil ardi wa makra sayyi. And if you want to join the two words, then remember that small little noon you see there in the corner, that noon is called noon e qutni. So how cotton joins the material, the fabric, yeah, there's noon e qutni, qaf, ta, with a toy, and noon. So qutni, it joins the words, how the cotton joins the fabric and material. So you should know these little terms as well. Remember, it will enhance our study of the noble Quran. Illa nufuran istikbaran fil ardi wa makra sayyi. So now, why was this aversion, hatred for the message and the messenger Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid? So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla highlights in chapter 35, verse number 43, the rejection of the truth and the message and the messenger is based normally on two things. Istikbaran fil ard, their pride and their arrogance. They consider themselves to be superior, and they consider the other person or personality to be inferior. And second one is this, for them to embrace the truth, that becomes a sign that they feel they're going to lose what they possess. So therefore, they reject the truth and the message and the messenger. So that is why Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, all of them dispatched to Jahannam, that it was all based on pride. Individually, secretly, they knew the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the truth. The Quran Sharif was the truth. But yet they would not accept, because the pride, arrogance became the obstacle and impediment. وَمَكْرَ السَّيِّ. وَمَكْرَ السَّيِّ means the plotting people and plotting and scheming evil things, you see, to plot and plan. So the plotting and planning of evil. So that is now. Let us try and assassinate Allah forbid, Aliyazu Billah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us try and give him such derogatory titles and so forth, Allah forbid. So the plotting, planning of evil. How many people are plotting, planning against us as Muslims today, against the true Muslims? But end of the day, you can see whether it be in Washington, whether it be there in Gaza or Palestine, or whether it be in London or any other place, then you will find that they are the ones totally humiliated, disgraced. And that's exactly what Almighty Allah is saying. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِي حَاقَ يَحِيقُ will mean وَلَا يُحِيطُ. In Arabic, if you want a synonym, so وَلَا يَحِيقُ أي وَلَا يُحِيطُ. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِي. And this evil plotting and planning will only surround and come to those and fall on those إِلَّا بِأَهْلِي, those who are the authors of it. In Arabic, we have a wonderful, nice proverb. It's not a hadith, it's a saying. مَنْ حَفَرَ حُفْرَةً لِأَخِيهِ وَقَعَ فِيهَا. Who digs a hole for his brother, he wants somebody else to fall inside, then sooner or later he himself, the one who dug the hole, he will fall inside. And that is what you are seeing at the micro level and macro level in our country, or whether globally, internationally, when we give you the news, views, interviews, you will notice the same thing. So Almighty Allah is posing a rhetorical question to them. You are plotting, planning against the message and the messenger, the greatest messenger of Almighty Allah for all times, all places, all circumstances. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest constitution, the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, preserved in its pristine purity, and no other book scripture has been preserved. فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا سُنَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ فَهَلْ يَنْتَذِرُونَ يَنْظُرُونَ يَنْتَذِرُونَ. So what? This is the interrogative, the question. What are they waiting for? إِلَّا سُنَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. The punishment that was given to the previous nations and generations. Are they waiting for floods? Are they waiting for hurricanes? Are they waiting for earthquakes? Are they waiting for some other punishment which the previous nation generations had received? So that is the question Allah is posing to them. And when the punishment comes, فَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبَدِيلًا. You know, in English we say quantity and quality. So Almighty Allah, everything in this entire universe belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him. And there's no king, there's no president, there's no prime minister, there's no crown prince that can claim that something belongs to Him. We are but temporary owners and users, and then we die, and end of the story. History and geography continues. فَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبَدِيلًا. In quantity, you will never find a change in the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Every day the sun is rising, the sun is setting. Look at your new moon, and you look at the new moon that came for Zulhijjah. And this morning when we woke up, I was just admiring the moon. That year in South Africa, it is the 12th of Zulhijjah. When you look at it tonight, lo and behold, it will be the 13th night, and then tomorrow night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, will be the 14th night. The full moon, Laylatul Badr, shining in its beauty, glory, the waxing and the waning of the moon. Who does all that? Al-Qamar. Qamar means the increase and decrease. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. And you will never find in the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in the quality it changes. Meaning that somebody commits the crime and the punishment must be given to somebody else and transferred to somebody else. No. The people who committed the crime will be held responsible. You cannot deflect it and get now a veto and so forth. Nay, Allah's system is based on justice and not on their crooked democracy and so forth. For the white man and white people, you have a different law, and for non-white, you have a different law. Nay, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the most just. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 12th of Zulhijjah, 1445, in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, India, various parts of the world. Today is Gaza genocide, day number 257. These are the news, views and interviews. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, 5 jutlas dispatched to Jahannam. And that is the latest news coming from Israel and coming from Gaza al-Mubarakah. They trying to subvert all this news, but remember we have our messages coming through to different channels, and that is what we find, that 5 jutlas and many others are in transit waiting to go to hell so that they can be roasted and toasted. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Bibi Netanyahu accuses the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, the Israeli Diaper Force, of treason. Can you see where and where this thing is going? Everything the Quran Sharif tells us is 100% the truth. Chapter 59, verse 14, Ba'suhum Bainahum Shadid. Bibi, the war criminal and the butcher of Gaza, telling his army, you committing treason. Why are you not arresting those right-wingers who are preventing the aid? Because America is pressurizing him and his cabinet. The courts in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, cannot always protect the occupation in Israel and undermine international law. So now they are catching it, disgrace, humiliated from all sides, remember that. And then disgrace will remain with them till the day of justice. No jutla, no jutli, no organization, no politician, no APEC can remove that. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala will send punishment against them till the day of Qiyamah, the worst punishment. Remember chapter 7, verse 167. Bibi Netanyahu slams Biden, both guilty of war crimes, for delays in the arms and ammunition. Come on, we need more arms and ammunition. But they use more bombs and more arms and ammunition that were used by America and the coalition in 6 years in Iraq. They have used more than that in 2.5 months. Can you understand that? 10 rockets from Lebanon comes into Israel. Well done, Hezbollah. We call you Hezbo Shaitan. But whoever attacks America, Israel, Britain, and harms their interests, we will support them, Muslim or non-Muslims. Jutla, some of them want the Hebrew Gaza. Yes, you're welcome to Gaza. Then we will send you straight to hell. Ben Gwe or whoever other harami wants to come, you're welcome. Come there and dance all the popper dance, and then you will see stars daytime, you harami war criminal. Blinken promised, you understand, secret weapons to Israel. That's what Bibi is saying. Bibi is trying to sow discord amongst Blinken and Biden and administration. That is job. He is a serial liar. You should know that. Putin arrives in North Korea, and there in Pyongyang, whatever, Ching Ching Mong came to fetch him and pick him up there at the airport. They both got one another's interest. North Korea needs food, they need fuel, they need money, so Putin will give him that. And Putin and Russia needs ammunition, remember, from North Korea, because they have piles and piles of it of the Soviet Union era, so that both parties is a win-win situation, and America and them are burning and they can do nothing about it. Well done, Putin. Well done, ping, 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 pong. So we don't know his name. Very difficult, all these characters. Kenya scraps the beer bread tax. I nearly said beer tax. So the Kenya scraps the bread tax. This was a crazy country and politicians there. Every day there are protests and demonstrations there. How can you impose bread tax on people who are just living above the poverty line or on the poverty line? Crazy politicians. This story, yeah, is a game changer if it is true, because sometimes we're not even 100% sure. So therefore, I will say it's unconfirmed, but people have sent it to me, various people. MBS, it is Murtad bin Shaitan, lambasted Israel and Bibi Netanyahu, and says that you must go back to the 67 borders, and for all the crimes committed by Israel, Netanyahu must be held criminally charged, and he must must be punished and so forth. And remember, if he's doing this and it's really a true story, then that is good brinkmanship on MBS part. If he does good, we will praise him. He does all these haram dandas as he's doing, we will criticize him and condemn him. So he's buying a lot of oil from Russia, so his reserves must increase, and the oil can be sold in any currency. Now the agreement with America is finished. But remember what happened to Saddam Hussein, what happened to Gaddafi. By doing that, he must know that he's putting his life in danger. If somebody assassinated him now currently, remember that to me personally and to the true Muslims, he will not be a loss. Remember that, for the harm he has caused to the Muslims and the Islam and so forth. The Hajis and the pilgrims there in Makkah, Mina and wherever they are suffering from heat stroke and heat wave and so forth. 48, 49, 50, 51 it went to in Makkah, according to the Arab news. Some guys are there in Mina, and that, you know, those refrigerators where they put all the juice and so forth. All the juice, water is finished, they're parking inside the refrigerator. Oh, Hujjaj, Abaytillah, this is a special message for you, O Hujjaj, O pilgrims. Today by you there is the 13th of Zulhijjah. If you slept last night in Mina and today you are going to Pelt, remember on the 13th of Zulhijjah, that's excellent. Surah chapter 2, verse number 203. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. So whosoever of you spend the night in Mina or the major portion, and now you are going to Pelt today, remember pelting today is not permissible in the morning. You must Pelt in the afternoon after the Zuhr time enters. Read your Zuhr Salat in Mina or in Majidul Khayf. Majidul Khayf is empty now, and then you go and Pelt, and then you make your exit. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad Rahimahullah, and that is our fatwa. And remember, the only personality who says is permissible in the morning is Imam Abu Hanifa, Al-Karaha, but is makruh and undesirable, as mentioned in Muallimul Hujjaj. So why should you do something crazy like that? Remember, you spend the night there, so a matter of few hours, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speech Mubarak, khudu anni manasikakum, take from me your actions of Hajj. Remember that authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. The Amalun Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's action was in the afternoon. The Master alayhi salatu salam and all the Sahaba who stayed behind, they pelted in the afternoon. So the fail and the qawl, the speech Mubarak and action Mubarak, is for the afternoon. So don't look for loopholes. Remember, that does not behove you, O Haji. And remember, for you, those are in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, from tonight, that is now today, Wednesday night, remember, your Umrah season will open. You want to make an Umrah for your parents who are alive or passed away, or for the Ummah, Anafil Umrah, go to Jirana, go to Tan'im, go to Hudaybiyah, Shumaysiyah, fasten your ihram there, and then perform Umrah from tonight, all permissible. For you South Africans, today is the 12th of Zulhijjah, today is the last day for Qurbani. For those of you who have not slaughtered your bull or your cow or your goat or your sheep before Maghrib, before sunset, today it must be done. Listen to this here from the press, from the Israeli press and so forth. Hey, you jutlas, haramis, why are you not phoning in now? 70,000 jutlas, disabled soldiers, are being treated. 70. That Hamas, Jihad Islami, Hezbollah, Ansarullah, giving them a good threshing. They will never come back to the battlefield. And therefore, Israel now is on the way out, and the whole apartheid regime will be dismantled. Nasrum min Allah wa fatun qareeb. 70,000 jutlas, disabled soldiers, are being treated. Ramaphosa's inauguration taking place today at the Union buildings. And remember that he will choose his cabinet also maybe today, tomorrow, Friday, Allah alone knows. Yes, yesterday there was a wonderful cartoon, but you must know Afrikaans. Now you, my brothers, sisters, there in Ansar Radio, there Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, majority of you don't even understand Afrikaans, so I have to break it down for you. So they got there, Ramaphosa, you see Cyril, CR, in domestic clothing of a female. You know, you have your helpers, domestics, and they wear their uniform. So now they got Cyril like that, like a female, you see. And with the duke and alles, you see, with the scarf and that. And with that domestic, you see. And then they got Stern Hayes. Stern Bricks and Hayes House. So Stern Hayes Makoti. They got for Cyril Stern Hayes Makoti. He has become the domestic servant of Stern Hayes, the Haramis. They are the DA supporting Israel. What a cartoon. The guy who did it, you did something great, I must tell you that. And that tells us what where South Africa is going. The whites are back in power. And that is what we need to be very careful about this. Egyptian soldiers are really demoralized because of the betrayal of their family. Pharaoh Sisi and his government, that what betrayal against the Palestinians. They can't even explain, speak about Palestine or attack the Jutlas, although they have the opportunity. And if they attack them, then the government will punish them or their families. So that is your Egypt, your Sisi. He can make Hajj, whatever, he still remains a murtad. Remember, Shaitan Harami. 1.8 million Quran Sharif distributed to the Hujjaj, so that's good. You must remember the various airports in Medina Munawwara, Jeddah, and so forth. Jade, remember that me, what they did, Derby is the president, he announced that they at their army, where they keep all their supplies of ammunition and so forth, big explosion. Many, many people died and passed away, many of them injured. Billionaire John Cordwell, he saw that the stories of the conservative led by Sunak. He said, where I'm going to give my money, millions there, to the Indian. The Indian must be sent back to their Modi, to India or to Rwanda. So now he's going to back Stemma. And he's going to give millions to the Labour Party to win the elections. And then everything else will come in his favour, the tenders and contracts. So that is billionaire John Cordwell's story. Biden is a confused character. He doesn't know whether to look right or left. And then he's messing and soiling his underpants and messing his diapers and so forth. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going. The White House is embarrassed. So they just gave one statement. No, it's all fake. This. Don't come talk nonsense. What happened there on D-Day? Remember, the world saw that how he was messing his own trousers and everything else. He's humiliated worldwide, the Harami. MK, President Zuma, he is the president of MK. He says, I like this word, Zuma. Zuma said, this is an unholy alliance between the ANC and DA. Like how I call it, between Israel and India, the unholy alliance. So Zuma said, unholy alliance between ANC and DA. Biden says, because migration is a big thing in America, so 500,000 people who are illegal there in America, now they will be given citizenship, they will be granted legal status, as the Americans say, legal status. So what happens is that one person in that marriage is an American, the other one is a Brazilian, is a South African, so they are illegal as far as the law stands, so they will give 500,000 of them citizenship, so that is how they will legalize the spouses and they can stay there as long as they were in America for 10 years or more. So this is all election ploy. Sudan and Emirates clash at the United Nations. Sudan is telling Emirates MBZ that you are supporting the rebel forces and so forth, and they are rejecting it. So remember, Sudan spoke the truth and MBZ and so forth are lying, obviously. Yesterday, last night, I had tafsir of the Noble Quran very briefly. Then my brother Muhammad Khan and myself and so forth, we went there to the hospital. Yeah, Lingfield Hospital, Lingfield Clinic. We just made it in time. They told us 7:30 to 8:30 is visiting hours. 8:20, we were there to visit our brother Haji Suleiman Jada. Make dua for him that he had some heart problems, and then they put some stents, two or three stents there. So anyway, we make dua dua for all the people who are ill and sick, but he was looking much better. I met his son Zaid, his brother Zainul Abidin. May Almighty Allah grant our brother Suleiman Jada of Lanesia Shifai Kamil Ajil Mustamir. Today our programs will be as follow: 8:30 to 9, Mona Zaid will interview Mufti Farhan Karani. Then 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage with Mona Zaid Khan and myself. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Slowly, remember, we're carrying on with Surah An-Nisa. And inshaAllah, today is Wednesday. Between Zuhr and Asr, du'as are accepted. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq, that we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for acceptance and khatima bil iman, that Ya Allah, when the time comes for death, then take us with iman and Islam, and make that the best day in our life, O beloved Allah. Muhammad Salim Kareem, barakallahu feekum to you and your family. We have 16-17 minutes left, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Tisab, what is your opinion about having a separate farm for ladies only to slaughter their sheep so that they don't have to mix with men?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A separate farm, you mean separate facilities for ladies only, and when that animal runs away, that cow runs away, that bull runs away, that goat and sheep run away, all the appas will be running and so forth, you must remember. Then they're going to have their race and all these things. Just forget all these ideas, it's not practical, you must remember that. So for them, you must have a separate place from where they can just see, and you can't see them. The ladies do know how to do this, you must remember that. My nephew Mona Ismail Karim said, where he went, you understand, he told that person, I don't know, said, my brother, make quick, we want the Kaleji, AK is coming. They said, Mufti AK is coming. You say, the lady say, where's he, you see. So they want to check more and more, my brother. So you must remember, forget all these ideas.
Mufti Saab, I had a slaughtering of 20 sheep. After slaughtering, during the cleaning process, one sheep was missing. What do we do? We don't know what happened to it.
So, but if you all are sure that you'll slaughter 20 and sacrifice 20, you'll are sure about that. So remember, that's fine. You must remember, then everything is halal and permissible. So now when you were cleaning and so forth, so there were only 19 left. So maybe somebody hijacked one animal and said, there's nobody looking, so he just put it in his van or somewhere. We don't know. Today, you know, South Africa, how it works. From top to bottom, kullu halal zonke lungile. So maybe one of the cleaners, whoever, we don't know what's happening. They just put somewhere something, you understand? So anyway, if you are sure that you sacrifice 20, then 20 people's qurbani and udhiyah is valid. Now in the cleaning process, skinning process, you only found 19, then one disappeared. So they not jinnah took it away, one of the people took it away. You know, South Africa, tata zonke baba, they steal everything and run away. That's how it works nowadays. So Allah alone knows, but your qurbani is done.
Mufti Saab, under what circumstances are we allowed to bribe cops when they find fault just to ask for a bribe?
Remember, Mohd Salim Karim, you know very well, you were in Pakistan before me, and when we used to go for our visas, every time we had to go and extend our visa every 3 months or 6 months or yearly, whatever the system was. So then you knew the step, the strong answer, and what was Sapna here? Sapna here, Sap means the person is not here. So actually you can't call him Sahib na here, you must call him Sampna here. The snake is not there. So meaning that they say 10 rupiah de do, 15, 20 rupiah de do, give some money, and then the chief will come, and then he'll put his signature, and that is how the bribery corruption continues, like South Africa sometimes in some places. So if there's no alternative, and something has to be done, we couldn't stay there illegally, it would be problems for us. South Africa had no diplomatic ties with Pakistan in the 70s, 80s and so forth. So therefore we had no alternative. So the sin is on them, it will not be on us. So if it is matter of life or death, or you can't, there's no other way and so forth, you must remember, then it is permissible. Permissible meaning you won't get the sin and so forth. But what our people are doing, all that is haram is not permissible. possible. Deliberately, intentionally, I drive 200. I drive 180. Yet the cop comes and he stops me. So when I give my license, I put 200-300 rand inside. I say, Tata, buy a license, Kamina, and present Kavena, KFC Kavena. So all that haram is not permissible. You drive like a maniac, and then you want to justify it with your bribery, totally haram. Yesterday, a person phoned me, contacted me. I won't mention his name. He said that the government says they will give us money. You see, 1 million, 5 million, all that. But when we repay them, so we must pay them 1%, 5%, 10% interest. I said, it's all haram, all that. It means you are becoming an active participant and a contracting party in the interest-related transaction. It's totally haram, that. Quran Kareem taught us regarding riba, interest, usury, sood, viaj, call it whatever you want to. I gave you in 4 or 5 languages. Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't abstain and refrain from this interest and riba and sood and viaj, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you see, the Natal cabinet is already sorted out. Who's the premier? Who's the minister? Who's this? Who's this? And the member of the executive and so. So now the tender process will start. So you know one guy, or you know his brother or wife or daughter or whatever. Yeah, you give them gifts. So it's not gifts, this. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, when he became Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen from the year 99 to 101, he ruled his Ummah. Then he passed away there in Hims in Syria. He's buried there. People used to come and give him gifts. They told him it's Sunnah. He said, "Kanat mina sunnah." It was sunnah that time. Wa amma al-yawm fa hiya rishwa. What are you doing to give these people tenders, to give them gifts and all that for tenders, so the tender must come your way? So all that is haram, absolutely. When Islam solves a problem, it solves it from the roots, not from the fruits, not from the top. La'ana Allahu rashi wal murtashi wal ra'ish. Hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. Allah's curse is on the one who gave the bribery, the one who received the bribery, and the go-between. Say, what you talking to? Kora gal karente ba? Makke puchne, manga baddehi. I got them under, you understood? I spoke Mehman there. What you talking, man? Ask me. I got all these guys under my pay, you understood? So now you, the go-between, you also cursed, you understand? That's how you eradicate corruption and bribery.
Mufti Saab, me and my mother-in-law don't get along at all. Will it be Islamically legal to break ties with her? Because if I don't, I just might end up killing her.
Remember, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, this is carrying on for not decades, but centuries. So all this, what you are saying, is all hot water, you must remember. It's just a knee-jerk reaction and so forth. So I give you both sides of the scenario. Number one is, if you sever ties with her, your mother-in-law, so what does Quran Sharif tell us? Surah chapter 47, verses 22-23. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, and tufsidu fil ardi, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, you sever the family ties, it's your husband's mother, and it is your mother-in-law, my sister. And now you're doing that, you're going to completely no salam, no kalam, nothing, you look at her and turn your face away. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, those are the people Allah curses them. For أَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ, makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. You speak about money, then they will hear properly. You speak about the truth, they will say they don't understand. So see the ramifications and consequences. All this Quran Sharif you're reading, Salat you're performing, the fast you were keeping before, you understand, the day of Eid and so forth. Nothing accepted, my daughter, my sister. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, when two people have severed ties for their own gain, for their own personal, their own, you understand, agenda and ego and desires and whims and fancies, nothing to do with deen, then all might Allah commands the angels and malaika, open Mishkat Sharif, uturuk huma hatta yastaliha, leave all their good actions in abeyance till they reconcile. So this is your plan of action. You must first have a heart-to-heart discussion with your husband and tell your husband what your problems are and what his mother's problems are and so forth. Then if he agrees with you, then you must say, okay, you're not going to sever ties with her, you will curtail ties with her. When you meet her, you just say, assalamu alaikum, kem cho ki ai, kya hale, this, that, and then you carry on, finish and clear. I do that with so many people. We know they don't want to listen, so now we just make salam and we carry on in life. You must remember these type of things. Now you talking about taking out the AK-47 and sending her, so what you talking, sister? Did you slaughter a bull? Did you slaughter a sheep? And this time, you can't slaughter that and you want to slaughter your mother-in-law. When? Go read 2 rakat salat to Toba, Ishraq time, and don't talk nonsense here in life. Remember that you go straight to hell for very, very long time if you murder a Muslim person. Khalidam, the Quran says, the word abada is not mentioned. Ghadib Allahu alayhi wa anahu wa adda lahu adaban azima. So when this type of satanic thoughts come, say, a'udhu bil Allah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
Mufti Saab, can gifts be sold?
Once I gave you a gift, Muhammad Salim Kareem, then you are the owner of it. I gave you a pen, I gave you a kitab, I gave you a watch. So it's your prerogative. You can keep it, you can sell it, it's up to you. You gave me a beautiful set of kitabs or something, example obviously. So it's my prerogative. I can give it to somebody, I can sell it to somebody, I can keep it, I'm the owner. Therefore, in Islam, when I give you a gift, Muhammad Salim Kareem, it can be you giving me or I giving you, whatever it is. So remember, it's not allowed for the wahib, for the person giving the gift, to attach conditions there. You give a person the gift and say, you must not go and sell it. You must not give it to anybody else. So the giftee, the recipient of that gift, can sell it, he can exchange it with somebody else, he can do whatever he wants to. All the conditions that the donor, the person who gave it, so he made all are waved off and fall off. You, the wahib, the person giving the gift, cannot attach conditions in Islam. All that conditions will fall away.
Mufti Saab, my father-in-law does not fulfill his duty, does not take my mother-in-law anywhere, even on Eid day. So my husband has to do everything for her to the point that I'm ignored, and he spends all his energy and only talks to his mum and sisters. The only time he talks to me is for conjugal rights. Is this correct?
So you must remember that, sister, when your husband is in a good mood and you alone, not in front of your children, don't undermine his authority, and he is the captain of the ship. So you need to explain to him, in Islam, he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the khutbah during Hajj said, Inna Allah qad a'ta kulla dhi haqqin haqqa, that verily every person who's eligible to write has been given their rights. These enemies of humanity and so forth want to speak of democracy and human rights. We saw their democracy and human rights in Gaza, Al-Mubarakah, and Palestine. We saw their double standards. We saw what the white hegemony is doing. For Ukraine, they will do everything. For Gaza, they will do nothing. So that is what they are. So Islam taught us the true human rights 1400 years ago and more, taught us the rights of animal, no stunning, no abortion for human beings and so forth and so on. So all this shows us the beauty of Islam, not what these Westerners, haramis, are teaching the world and so forth and so on. So therefore, when he is properly good mood, you speak to him, see your mother is important, it's fine. So daytime you fulfill her hukuk, right, spend time with her, do her khidmat, go get her medication. Nighttime is for me, the wife and the children. Then you're going to the mother, your mother, that is wrong Islamically. So you need to educate your husband and start ta'aleem. So many a time, therefore in Arabic we have a saying, Al-jahilu imma mufritun or mufarritun. An ignorant person either will do less than what is required, or he will do much more than what is required, he won't be on the center path. So you must bring him to the center path and read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, inshallah. And you, sister, it's still Qurbani time. The people are asking questions, can we give Qurbani meat to non-Muslims? So you, daughter-in-law, you got the zaraus and rakshins with your mother-in-law. So go there, O Ummi, I brought a nice kaleji for you. I brought nice Qurbani meat for you and a nice present for you. So you also need to be a bit diplomat. Last question, Molana.
Mufti Sahab, if a man is given life sentence, is he still entitled to his inheritance?
100%, you must remember that. If he's given life sentence for what? If he killed the person from whom he's going to inherit, then he won't inherit. Al-Qatilu la yarithu. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Allah forbid the son killed his father or mother. So deliberately, premeditated murder, homicide. So in cases like that, remember he won't inherit. But for example, other crimes, he had drugs, or remember he raped or what have you, or something like that. So will he inherit? Yes, he must inherit. He's a Muslim still. It don't make him non-Muslim. So where he is a non-Muslim, he will not inherit. Where he murdered the person from whom he is going to, supposed to inherit, like his parents, and he murdered both of them or one of them, so meaning he won't inherit from them. But it is other crimes, drugs or alcohol or whatever, so adultery and so forth, and there's a life sentence or rape, then he will still inherit Islamically. Islam is called Deen, a religion of justice for all times, all places. Inshallah, we will see you 11 to 12 with bliss of marriage. Make dua today, this afternoon as well. Allahumma rudd al-hajjaj ila ahlihim wa awtani غانمين سالمين منصورين مقبولين يا رب العالمين. The hajis are returning. You meet your father, brother who returned. So say قبل الله حجك وغفر ذنبك وأخلف نفقتك. Allah accept your hajj. Allah forgive your sins. Whatever you spend, Allah grant you a better replacement. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.